Sydney, a city of coffee, beer, wine, and fear. Mainly the fear that drinking so much coffee, wine, and beer was a bad idea. It's to cities what hangovers are to drinking. But we love it. So sit back and take the ultimate cure. 1 hour of pure, uncut radio chaser.
Welcome to the show. Andrew Hansen's here wearing an unbuttoned shirt over a T-shirt. It's very fashionable here. Charles is here in a hoodie. My name is Dom Knight. I'm just in a T-shirt. What everyone's wearing?
Like, you look like crap, Dom.
I thought it was important to just mention the designers we've been wearing, the looks we've been going with today. On the show today, we have Tom Ballard. What on earth has he been doing since Tonightly got axed? We will find out. And what TV shows should they bring back? Sea Change, apparently, coming to Channel 9 next year. Who saw that coming?
Oh, Sea Change. Do we need another Sea Change? Isn't that? I seem to remember my parents watching it in 1933.
Can't we let shows die? No one wants to bring back our shows, I've noticed. Anyway.
Yeah, we want to reboot one of ours. Come on. And look, are you like me, Dom and Charles? Do you sometimes feel a bit out of your depth when the wine waiter comes around? And they start pouring wine, and I'm not clever enough to really know, you know.
I don't know anything more than red and white. The rosé is news to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the thing is, it's really hard, apparently, to become a wine waiter or like a master sommelier, as they call them. You've got to go to America. You've got to go all the way to America and pass this fiendishly hard exam. And apparently only about, according to this story, only 5% of people who sit the exam can pass this blind taste test.
Oh, what?
Where, you've got to identify the exact wine.
Can't you just turn up and sort of be pretentious as a waiter? That's what they normally do, isn't it?
Well, they do, but they've got to be smart too.
And like by identify the wine, do you mean like, yes, this is cask and this one's from a bottle? is that what you mean? Like,
no, I'm talking about, you know, yes, this is a sort of, you know, 2013 Pinot Noir from the something or other region, right? Ah. This is what you have to do with a blindfold on in America. Now, the thing is, though, this year there's a big scandal because it was found that some of the candidates have cheated. They were actually slipped details of the wines by a board member of this thing. Now, I mean, you've got to ask, what on earth was going on behind the scenes at this wine school?
Welcome to a world of sleaze and corruption. A world where trust is a dirty word and everyone is on a take. A world known only as the sommelier school.
Psst, psst. Hey, you, guy with the wine breath.
Yes, what?
Shh, not so loud. Come in here where none of the prying sommeliers can hear us.
What the hell do you want?
You're one of the examiners at the blind taste test, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell me what all the wines are.
What? Never!
I'll make it worth your while.
Really? How?
If I pass this exam, I stand to make a fortune as a waiter.
Such wealth could set me up for life. All right, but it's going to cost you 10% of your salary.
Five.
Five it is. Oh, I've always dreamed of such riches. Look, here's a list of the wines.
You're under arrest for the biggest heist since the Great Train Robbery.
Oh, no.
Wait, I recognize you two. You're on file as some of the worst cheaters in history.
That's a fair cop. We admit it.
Yep, we used to be members of the Australian criket team.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Radio Chaser here. Now, a lot of storms on the way for Sydney. We thought you wouldn't believe us if we told you that. So our very own Sasha Tannock's come in from the newsroom to fill you in. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks, guys. There could be a bit of wild weather on the way for Sydney. We've just had a severe storm warning from the Bureau. It's for Sydney, including Penrith, Parramatta and north of Sydney at Gosford as well. So seeing some heavy rain come through now, and it looks like this afternoon could be a little wet.
Again.
And any chance of hail?
They're not saying hail at the moment. They're saying maybe flash flooding and heavy rainfall. Mm. So hopefully no hail at the moment, but good idea to surf the roads if you can.
So if you've got a shitty car that you want ridden off,
well,
get it out
that.
There. Get it out there into the street.
I put together some new outdoor furniture and I put the cushions on and then immediately they just got soaked. And I keep trying to dry them, but just when they're dry, the heavens open again.
Yeah, I just got the car wash too.
No good at all. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks,
now,
guys.
Look, everyone talking about the Royal Tour, of course. Bizarrely, Melbourne has quite pleasant weather today. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle hopped off the royal plane at Tullamarine to hobnob with the people of Melbourne. To find out the latest, we are joined now by official palace spokesman Crispin Tallow Witherington Poncy Pants, keeper of the 4th Crows Testicle. Hi, Crispin.
Yeah, top of the morning to you. They're a radio chaser.
Why did the Royals choose Melbourne as their next stop?
Well, they were both curious, you know, to visit the only place on Earth with worse weather than England. Mind you, you just ruined that joke by saying it was nice weather there. Well done.
Usually.
That was champion professionalism from you. Look, I mean, also, Harry is intrigued, you know, by Melbourne's hidden laneways. He's hoping they're so hidden he can even hide his embarrassing nude photographs in them.
And they've met with some of the Melbourne locals, I believe.
Yes, Melburnians have always wanted Harry to visit ever since he grew that hipster beard.
And have people turned out on the streets to welcome them?
Oh, my word, yes, yes. So far, the couple have met more African gangs here than on their recent trip to Namibia.
And apparently the Royals rode a Melbourne tram as part of their activities.
Symbolism, old boy. You know, the Melbourne tram network is basically the royal family. It's an outdated, slow-moving system where people wait in long lines, hoping to get to the front.
Absolutely. Now, I see that Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess, had lunch at a cool Fitzroy cafe. And didn't they try some native Australian ingredients?
Indeed, yes. They were given ultra-trendy foods, including wombat nipples and bilby's anus.
And this was to promote native foods, was it?
No. Meghan's pregnant, and that's what she was craving.
104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser.
And terrible news for counterfeiters today, because the new $50 note has just come out.
Oh, kidding. There goes my side business.
Gets harder and harder. It's like those bloody phone updates, isn't it? Now we've got to get the new note. I can't keep up.
Well, that's right. They're saying that there's all these new high-tech features that allow it to be used by blind people. So I assume it's got a button that says, hello, I'm a $50 note or something. It's very odd.
Amazing. Were the old notes not used?
Yeah, no, apparently people were very nervous if you were blind sort of thing. But there's a little...
There's a tactile nodules. Strip or something. Yeah, there's braille or something.
Yeah.
Good for the note.
They spent $50 million developing it. And the only problem with it is it's perfect, except that it can't be used in ATMs and change-making machines. So other than that, it's really good. Anyway, so we thought, why don't we do some facts about it?
Fact that's amazing.
The $50 note features Edith Cowan, who is famous for being that woman on the $50 note.
Not sure if that's a fact.
If you fold the $5 note a certain way, this is true, I've tried it, you can see a queen. If you fold it another way, you can see a peen.
Fact.
The $20 note was released in 1966 and today is worth as much as $20.
Fact.
A 10-cent piece was originally intended to have a politician on it, but due to a misunderstanding at the factory, instead it features a lyrebird.
Fact.
Oh, I see what you did there. All Australian banknotes are made of plastic and will be until Craig Rucastle complains and gets them changed to compostable bamboo.
Fact.
The 50-cent coin weighs 3 kilos and was designed back when wallets were the size of a suitcase.
Not sure if that's a fact.
And like, Dom, because Australian currency is made of plastic, Craig hates plastic, I convinced him to give me all of his money, so I'm rich.
He would approve of how you recycled that joke, though. according to tests in the media...
Is this joke about Craig Rucastle as well?
No,
because we
could
skip it if it...
He's gone. According to tests, every banknote available in Australia now comes with a free residue of cocaine.
Fact.
The Royal Australian... This is a good one. Get ready for this one. The Royal Australian Mint cuts banknotes to size using a delicious machine called the Mint Slice.
Fact.
Amazing news from the Channel 9 upfronts, the preview of the 29 schedule yesterday. Sea Change is coming back. Yes, they've got Sigrid Thornton and John Howard, who weren't up to much, to sign on to bring Sea Change back, along with every other TV show. Country Practice has come back. It's extraordinary. It seems like across the world, the TV industry, I mean, if they can bring back Full House in the US, surely any show, no matter how crap, can come back. So what's next? 133353 is what I want to know. What Australian show should we bring back? We could sort of make some money out of this.
Well, I think people aren't they? Especially really, really old actors and writers who are now in their 90s. I mean, it's very exciting times. I'd love to see. There's so many shows I want to see back. I wish they'd reboot Man Oh Man. You know, that definitely needs another day in the sun, doesn't it?
But not enough TV shows have swimming pools in them now that contestants get thrown into.
Yeah, exactly. We need more of that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like I like the sort of comedies. I was always into comedies. I think Kingswood Country needs another reboot.
The time is ripe, isn't it?
I mean, there's not enough racism on Australian television.
Well, you know how they've already brought back Prisoner as Wentworth. Mm. I've thought of another great prison sort of drama comedy that you could do.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Hey Dad, The Prison Years. I think that'd be fantastic.
just follow his years in the jail cell. Yeah. Absolutely
brilliant. Oh, Mr. Kelly, what have they been feeding you in there?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see. We want to know what you want to see, by the way. Give us a call, 133353. But while we're reminiscing, I'd love them to bring back Australia's Naughtiest Home Videos. Oh, remember the kind of ill-fated sequel?
Yeah, it lasted for like half a show.
Yeah, but I think that deserves another chance, doesn't it? Mm.
I've got another idea. Burke's Backyard, The Prison. Well, yeah.
Do any of your shows, Dom, involve just people who haven't done terrible things?
not yet.
If we're going to do that, can we bring back the Rolf Harris show?
All at once. Maybe an all-star special, you know, where we sort of bring
that's
on...
That's great. Celebrity Prison Wing. That would be fantastic. 133353, which Australian show should we bring back?
104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser.
It's Radio Chaser on Triple M, taking your calls on which Australian shows should be brought back. They're bringing back Sea Change, and hilariously, Sigrid Thornton's character is making another sea change. She's returning to Pearl Bay nearly 20 years after she first moved there. I don't know how they're going to make that work. Anyway, 133353, that's bizarre. What show should we bring back? Claire in Engadine is first up. Hey, Claire.
Hey, yes.
What show?
The Glass House.
Oh, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
That's really
great. I love The Glass House. It used to be on of a Thursday night and sometimes of a Wednesday night.
Could that's they right, afford very... Dave Hughes and Will Anderson anymore, I wonder?
Yeah.
Well, it was a very funny show. And,
Yeah.
No, I'm with you there. And I'd like to, a sort of middle-aged Glass House would be nice, you know.
It was very easy for blind people to follow too, because you didn't have to see it to follow what was going on.
It's probably an advantage if you couldn't see the screen. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Especially, I mean, Hughes' voice does carry.
Yeah. You know who Hughes is. He cuts through. Great
and
suggestion.
Will Anderson.
Yeah, no, Will, look, they're so successful still. Thank you for that. 133353, which Australian shows are we bringing back? Eddie in Sutherland, hello.
G'day, Booking guys. How are we?
What show are you thinking?
Oh, mate, it's got to be Aerobics Oz Style for sure.
Great. A classic,
mate,
TV classic.
That was an early morning show that kind of told me that I was hitting my adolescent years before watching cartoons where the cartoons became boring and that show became good.
It's a side, isn't it?
Mate, if I could quickly say, since we're celebrating Rocktober and we're talking about the Royals, if I can give a shout-out to rock and roll royalty, Ross Young, the son of the late Malcolm Young, happy 34th birthday, mate.
Oh, that's a lovely thought. There you go.
Happy birthday to you. I didn't know.
Indeed. Let's move on. And wouldn't it be great to see an AC/DC version of Aerobics Oz Style? That'd be very insane. Lenny in Shell Harbour, hello.
Hey, guys, I reckon they should bring back It's a Knockout.
It's a Knockout, yes.
And you could even have Royal It's a Knockout at the moment because Harry
true.
And Megan are here.
They'd actually be good.
Yes.
Ah, genius show. Very funny show, wasn't it?
Stick them in the frog suits and make them jump the lily pad.
That was so much. I loved that show as a kid.
Mm. Yeah, great stuff. And they could film it in the original location in Cherrybrook, which is now full of like McMansions, and that would be extra challenging for the contestants to have to sort of make their way around all the apartments.
Didn't they sort of bring that back with Australian Ninja Warrior? Isn't it basically the same show?
But Ninja Warrior is so boring because it's the same course.
Yeah,
they always fail. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I like it. Thanks, Lenny. Let's go to Dave in Cherrybrook, home of It's a Knockout. Hey, Dave. What do you think, Dave? Your phone's not working. He's saying something about a war on everything, I think.
Was he? Oh, look, too many townhouses in Cherrybrook. They're blocking the reception.
Yeah.
Disastrous idea. That show was terrible. John in Glebe is up next. If we can get him up. Johnny, you there? No, we're still stuck.
No, I think everyone hung up as soon as they heard war and everything.
And look, that is a fair point.
And have you heard about the Khashoggi allegations over in
quite shocking.
Saudi
a journalist
Arabia,
potentially killed in an embassy.
That's right. This Washington Post columnist, apparently the Saudis took him into their embassy and they tortured him to death.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. That's what the claim is.
And Turkish spies apparently recorded a tape of this guy being tortured.
You can hear how he was interrogated, tortured, and then murdered. Second person briefed on the recording said men could be heard beating Khashoggi.
Yeah, so pretty gruesome stuff on the tape. Mind you, Donald Trump is still casting doubt on whether this this tape of this guy being tortured even exists.
You asked for this audio, video, intelligence that the Turks supposed
we have to asked for it if it exists. We have asked for it. Yeah.
But you haven't gotten
we've it. Asked for it if it exists.
Yeah, that's right. So bit of a scoop here for Radio Chaser. I know we're usually doing sort of funny comedy things, but we actually have a copy of the tape that the whole world is talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
And that proves that the Saudis basically killed this guy. Now, this is pretty gruesome stuff, but it is important. So it does prove that the Saudis are involved. So please, you know, maybe, you know, a bit
this
of a warning.
It could be upsetting.
Yeah, it could be upsetting, but I really do think that it's important that we play this tape.
Tell us the information or you'll meet a fate worse than death.
Never.
Never!
Okay, then have it your way. We have no option but to torture you. Ahmed, have you got the device?
Yes, I do.
No, not that. No, no, no! No! I'll tell you everything!
Radio Chaser.
Right now, we've got a very special guest for you. Pretty amazing guy.
Our guest is one of Australia's nicest blokes and funniest people, Tom Ballard. He has a play coming up at the Yak Festival at Giant Dwarf in Redfern. It just says Tom Ballard and friends read a new play that Tom has written. Now, Tom, I was going to ask what you've been doing since Tonightly got axed.
Yeah.
I guess this is it.
This is it. I'm writing a play. I'm a playwright now, so respect me, please. I'm like Mamet and all that, and Williamson.
You are looking very dignified, and you're dressed
much.
In black, which I think is how it works.
And a scarf and glasses. I wear glasses now for no reason.
Now, Tom, did you know?
Intellectually, obviously. Yes.
When the ABC made the terrible decision of getting rid of Tonightly, did you realise you would be setting a trend of high-profile ABC sackings?
We got fired before it was cool, man. Mm. Feels good to bring down everybody from the management. Too hot for TV, too controversial. And, a whole bunch of people followed us out the door. It was great.
Mm. Are you looking to sort of work out a way to get axed in every field? Like you've done TV, you've been axed from there.
Yep.
Are you going to do the same with your plays? Like, are you trying to actually, you know, because I noticed you've only half written it.
Doesn't have a title yet on the website. That's what I love. There's a play, Tom's written it, Turn Up on Trust, which I would.
If I get axed from the theatre, I will be devastated because there's a lot of shit theatre out there. If I can't make it in that world, then we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, you must be pretty boring to get booted out of a theatre. what is the play about, Tom?
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but it's an episode of an ABC television show that we might all know and love or despise, a show where people sit around and discuss issues. Mm. I'll leave it to people's imagination.
Is it a show that you've hosted in the past?
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Right?
Not Tonightly, but...
no. And during a panel live on television, something happens politically, maybe it's some sort of leadership spill that we're quite accustomed to now that happened every second week in Australia. And so the politicians on the panel suddenly get very, very honest. And wouldn't you know it, hilarity ensues.
Now, I really hope that the plot of the play isn't that Barnaby Joyce comes back.
Oh, God.
What an extraordinary turn-up. So go show you can always make a comeback. Like, Tonightly will be back next week at this rate.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. People will see my play and they'll realise that we need to be returned.
It sounds excellent. It's on at Giant Dwarf in Redfern on the 3rd of November, 4 p.m. What a dignified afternoon time that is, by the way,
it's
Tom.
It's a staged reading too. People are holding scripts and stuff. So it's just, you know, very low expectations.
Just
having a bit of fun together.
Would you stick around for our next segment? By the way, we've got a few news stories we want your views on.
Yeah, sure.
Radio Chase on Triple M. Tom Ballard is our guest. And Tom, I forgot to mention, you guys for Tonightly, you won an ARIA.
We did.
After the axing of the show. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I thought that might get us back on air. But no, I had nothing to do with the song whatsoever. It was entirely other people's talent. Auntie Donna went and released an entire album, but our one song beat them. So justice was served. It was great.
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss.
That's good.
That's what it is. Now imagine you turn up to school and one of your students has baked some cookies. You're about 9 years old. Mm-hmm. You have some cookies and it's subsequently revealed that by accident some of Grandma's ashes made their way into the cookies.
Oh, no.
Is that cat's pajamas or cat's piss? This actually happened apparently.
Well, doesn't it depend on whether that made them more tasty or not? Like, surely that's the actual criteria for cookies.
Well, nobody got sick.
Okay. Were they choc chip cookies?
They actually were. Look at that. Well, choc chip.
She was a chip off the old block, old grandma, wasn't she?
I'm going to come down hard on cat's piss on that one, gentlemen. Not into eating dead old women. I've always said that. I've said that in a range of interviews. It's always been out of context. But here I feel like it's really relevant.
You're against eating grandmas.
Yeah.
I think it could be cat's pajamas if she was one of those really nice smelling grandmas. Like, you know, some of them have really sort of fruity sort of sweet smell.
Or lavender.
Lavender cookie.
Just on the TV behind you, Dom, there's footage of the Queen and I can't. I'm getting distracted. The royals are in the country. I'm getting confused.
But look, arguably when you cremate someone, they have no further use. Isn't this actually useful to re-enter the food system?
It is recycling. You're right. I've actually come around 180 degrees on this. This is cat's pajamas.
Now to California, where police managed to secure an escaped pig by luring it home with Doritos. What do you think of that as a technique for getting a pig back? This is in San Bernardino County. They've brilliantly got a huge pig to come back with Doritos.
You know, the funny thing about this is exactly how, if Chaz ever gets lost,
yep,
that's how you lure him back.
Bring him back with Doritos.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Or anyone. Yeah. It could work with any escaped criminals, I would have thought. They're irresistible. I think it's cat's pajamas.
Absolutely, I agree. Pringles could also work. I assume once one can be popped,
yes,
you can't be stopped. But that's also good.
Right. I wonder if it would have eaten Grandma's cookies. Tom Ballard, it's been an absolute pleasure. The show is at Giant Dwarf. Tom Ballard and his friends read a play the 3rd of November at 4 p.m. Book at giantdwarf.com.au. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's it from us today. Kennedy Malloy up next with Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. Don't touch your radio. We'll catch you from 3 p.m. tomorrow right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.